Our KMC Sports Zone rolls on a snowy Wednesday night as John Swisher back with you. Nate McMullen is the head coach of the Cascade Cougar boys basketball program. Cougars are 10-4 overall, 5-3 in the North of the River Valley Conference. A three-way tie for third right now with Monticello and Beckman Catholic as we take a look at the Cougars. Since we last talk here, Coach, as that loss to Decorah after a win over Maquoketa, a Bellevue loss, Anamosa win, and then falling to Northeast last night, as we talk about how your group's been doing lately. Some tough teams, Decorah, Bellevue, and Northeast falling to those three teams, and it's beginning to be the second time around with Northeast in your North Division of the River Valley where you play the team that second time. But we talk about that Decorah game first. What an effort against a Viking team, a one-point loss at your place back on Saturday the 10th.
Yeah, Decorah's a good team. You know, Cale LaFrance gets all the attention, but they have they had a shooter, Webb, who was had 18 against us that night. But you know, like I tell the kids all the time, it's all about possession by possession basketball, and we took one possession off. It doesn't matter if it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter, but, you know, LaFrance was able to hit that right around the volleyball line a little bit in the paint there just for the go-ahead with about 1.8 left. So we had a chance there at the end, and we didn't get a shot off, but like I talk about it all the time of just position or possession by possession basketball, and we learned that in the conference. You know, it's extremely tough every single night, but you know, especially after a back to back night with overtime win over Maquoketa, and then coming out to face Decorah, a pretty good 3A team. But you know, that's just how it falls some nights.
Indeed, as a special night for that Decorah game, milestone with Mick Huffman securing 1,000 career points. He's the sixth member of the Cascade Boys program to do that. What a list that he is a part of now. And that young man, as we've talked about, is putting in a lot of work, coming early and staying late for practice, and always willing to put the work in. And that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, he's been like that since his freshman year. You know, he just constantly works hard in the gym all the time and really trying to perfect his game. And like I always use him as a reference, because you know, you never know where your journey is going to, how far it's going to go, because if you continue to put in the work and put on the small details on things, then you're able to achieve these milestones like the 1,000 point mark for Mick. And like you said, it's one of a heck of a list to join, but a lot of great Cascade people that have went through have not been able to get to that 1,000-point mark. Mm-hmm. But for Mick himself, you know, having a teammate like Jackson last year and throughout his high school career, it's a heck of an accomplishment for him.
No doubt about it. Follow that up with Tuesday night road trip to Bellevue. The Comets are playing strong right now with the 9-point win, and then beat Anamosa in the loss to Northeast last night. We take a look at that Bellevue game. Coach Kanaik and company are starting to roll again here, and it's a grind every time you step on the floor in the North Division, the RVC, with those top 5-6 teams. And we've talked about it all season long now, and it's continued. The theme of you just never know what's going to happen. You've got to be ready, and you've got to do the little things. Especially on the road, it seems like you're not going to come out of there with a win.
Yeah, you, as always, you say it perfect, Swish. But you know, it's possession by possession basketball. You know, we didn't show up ready to go against Bellevue, and we got out to Bellevue got out to a big lead early. And I always, you know, talk about fighting back. You have to work extremely hard to fight back, and then we get to a point, and then all of a sudden we kind of just run out of gas. But the biggest thing with Bellevue, one, they're well coached. I know Chet for how many years, and he does a great job of getting his kids to play hard. But you know, us being able to take care of the things that we control. They had 20 points off of our 18 turnovers, and they had 24 points off of offensive rebound, second chance points. So right there, that's 44 points of their, I think it was 60, right around there. So, again, very small things that make a big difference in the long scheme of things. And the best part about it is it's extremely fixable. So we can clean up that stuff and continue to get better as the year goes on.
And a tough night on the road last night with that contest at Goose Lake with Northeast, as the Rebels were able to come out of there with a victory.
Yeah, it's kind of the same story as Bellevue a little bit, where, you know, we got to show up locked in, ready to go. And, you know, last night we weren't. We got down early. And again, we cut it there to, it just seemed like we were always chasing that entire game. You know, we'd cut it to six or seven, and then all of a sudden it's back to a 9-point game. So it's staying locked in right away and knowing the scouting report. Cause again, we got a great opportunity for, supposed to be on Friday night. We'll see where it goes. As a Maquoketa team that continues to just improve and shoot lights out.
Has there been talk of moving it up to tomorrow night?
Not necessarily. I don't know for exact sure as to when it, we would move it, but, you would be the first one to, I would give information to Swiss.
We'll definitely get that out to our listeners, of course, as there are some coverage area teams started yesterday afternoon already moving up those games because of the frigid temperatures moving in, of course, on Friday. All right, coming up for your team here, the Cardinals, and next week, Comanche, Monticello. Man, only one, two, three, four, only seven games left on the regular season. This season's just flying by.
It is, and, you know, I always talk about you want to be peaking at the end of the year. And, you know, I don't necessarily think we've put a full game of four quarters of possession basketball together yet, which is a good outlook, you know, for us to keep moving forward with it. But again, it comes down to just possession by possession basketball. It's us taking care of the small little details and being able to come out on top.
Indeed. All right, best of luck. We'll recap and preview in a couple weeks when we chat again. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Have a good and safe rest of your week.
You too. Stay warm, Swish.
Absolutely. You as well. Nate McMullen, the head coach of the Cascade Cougar Boys, here on the program. As we continue to wind down, I'll come back and wrap it all up here on a Wednesday night, KMCH Sports Zone from KMCH Sports.